The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Metta, or loving kindness, friendliness, goodwill for ourselves. Especially if you're new to practice, know that this is a cultivation practice, the practice of friendliness, loving kindness, goodwill. You incline your heart little by little by little. It's like planting seeds. And sometimes it might seem like you were trying, you said your intention for something and the opposite comes up. And it's okay, you're not doing it wrong. Because this is also what's called a purification practice, which means the practice can touch into some feelings that have been there, but by kind of pointing that way, they become more visible. Like, oh, I don't deserve kindness. Whoa, where did that come from? I don't deserve to be happy. Whoa. Those thoughts could come up, or some anything else that's kind of the opposite of what you're trying to do could come up. And that's okay. Hang in there and hold whatever is coming up with friendliness. It's okay. It's all right. I can be with this too. Let's make space for this. So I'll give more instruction, but just for beginners to be gentle with yourself, with whatever might come up. And whatever comes up, you're not doing it wrong. It's okay. It's part of this practice. Anything can come up. And also not to expect necessarily universal love and compassion, resting in that. That might happen for you. Great. I'm happy for you. If it doesn't happen, it's perfectly fine. Again, it's planting seeds little by little by little. You might not feel much tonight, but tomorrow, just a ray of friendliness, a ray of sunshine, a ray of happiness might come up towards yourself or towards somebody else that could be related. So anyway, without much further ado, I'm going to start leading us into the guided meditation. So especially if you're new, I'm going to ask you to take this moment to make sure you're comfortable, that you can sit like this comfortably for 30 minutes. And if not, get up now and go get some props. This is a perfect time not to be shy. Go get some props. Make yourself comfortable. There are cushions. Really, I'm serious. There are cushions. There are all kinds of things to make yourself cozy and comfortable. Because especially it's important, the practice of loving kindness, because it's an attitude that we have towards ourselves. An attitude of care, an attitude of kindness. Just checking with your body. Okay, hello body, I care about you. What do you need right now? Ask your body. And if the body says, well, I could use a little more cushion, my back or under my sits bones, go get something. It's an active metta. It's an active loving kindness. It's an active way of caring for your body. So do that. And it's not too late. You can still get up if you're checking in and the body's responding. And my body is saying my legs are cold, so I'm going to put this on my legs. That's my act of care for my body. So with that, as you are taking care of your body, then with the sitting posture, let's move a little bit, actually, left and right and front and back, and kind of just waking up the body a little bit, relaxing, softening, finding your center, finding the center of gravity where you're most comfortable sitting. And then settling, allowing your body to settle. Letting your back be straight on its own. Not so much pushing from the inside, but imagine there is a thread on the top of your head, gently holding, pulling you up. You don't have to do anything. You're just being pulled up. And then the rest of your body, the rest of your muscles can relax and soften. Maybe perhaps rolling your shoulders back a little bit, and dropping some more. If you're sitting On a chair, allow your feet, the bottom of your feet, to touch the floor, to be planted, to be securely planted. Letting your hands, your arms also to rest on your lap. Letting your posture be one of integrity, sitting with integrity, sitting like a mountain. And allowing your body to be soft, relax. With every in-breath, softening and relaxing the body some more. Arriving in this body in this moment. With every in-breath, feeling the life-giving force, the energy of the breath. With every out-breath, softening, relaxing some more, letting go of tension. Checking in. Let's start checking in with the body, actually. Let's start checking in with the head, with the face. Softening, relaxing, noticing if there's any tension in the forehead. As if you were waving a magic wand of kindness and care. The forehead softening, relaxing. Hello, forehead, you don't need to work so hard. Bringing the same care, gentleness to your eyes. Dear eyes, you have worked so hard throughout the day. Seeing, perceiving, recognizing the world, leading me, alerting me. Relax. You can be closed. You can be soft. You can rest now. You can rest and drop back in the socket. Touching with appreciation, with care, with gentleness. And moving down, your face, your cheeks, letting them be soft, relaxed, let them hang. Letting the whole face, the muscles of the face, they've been working so hard today. Smiling, frowning, being emotive, expressive, moving. In so many ways, they can relax now. Thank you, muscles of the face. Thank you for functioning. And brushing them with gentleness, with care, allowing them to rest. Care. Goodwill, appreciation. Noticing the jaw. It's been working hard today, chewing food, process of mastication. We also often hold a lot of tension in the jaw by tightening it needlessly. And your heart bowing to the jaw for the service, this amazingly strong muscle. You wouldn't be so happy today with your belly full if the jaw wasn't functioning, the muscles weren't functioning. So appreciating. You may not have ever appreciated in your life the work of the jaw muscle. Just bringing appreciation and inviting it to relax now. It can let go. It can let go of the tension. It can rest. Similarly with the tongue, supporting you in eating, in talking, in speaking, letting it rest now. Gentle appreciation. As if you're putting a little child to bed, tucking a little child up, kissing it on the forehead, saying, you can rest now. You can rest now. With the same level of care. Bringing that same gentleness, same heartfulness, same care to parts of this body that are workhorses, they work so hard, bringing appreciation and care. It's just an attitudinal shift to not take things for granted. It's so simple. We can go about our lives taking everything for granted. Or we can shift our attitude in minor ways and see what happens. Be open to wonder and awe. Inviting the whole face, forehead, eyes, jaw. The nose, the ears, the chin, the tongue, the lips. Inviting them to rest, relax. Touching them with appreciation in our mind's eye. Breathing in and out, breathing in. The in-breath bringing appreciation, bringing life force into the face, into the head. And with the out-breath, softening and relaxing. Moving down to the neck, to the shoulders. The muscles of the neck working so hard, holding up this heavy head of ours. inviting them to soften and relax with appreciation and care. Thank you, neck. Shoulders softening, relaxing, appreciating all the connective complex tissue in the shoulders. The arms, upper arms, lower arms, the hands. So much gets done during the day with these arms, with these hands, with these fingers. For a moment, imagine if you didn't have hands, or if you didn't have one hand or both hands, what your day today would have been like. What your life would have been like. And now realize you have hands, you have working hands, right here, resting on your lap. Allowing there to be a sense of appreciation. For this body, for this part of the body, these hands, these arms. Inviting them to relax, soften, to feel wrapped in care and goodwill and appreciation. Thank you. Thank you for letting me open the door today. Thank you for typing on the keyboard today. Thank you for feeding me spoonfuls of food today. Moving to the chest. Which houses so much the lungs, the heart. And the abdomen. The stomach. Kidneys, liver, spleen, so much in our trunk of this body, of this amazing, magnificent body. Thanking each organ. The heart for pumping blood. The lungs for breathing oxygen. the stomach to be the source of energy. Liver, kidneys, detoxifying this body, this life form, and all the other smaller organs in the trunk, thanking them, bowing to them, appreciating their function. They've been silently, tirelessly working. So much to be grateful for. Bowing to them with appreciation and care. Inviting them to rest. They don't have to do any more than they need to. If the body, if the mind is relaxed, the organs too can relax. Be held with care, goodwill, in a field of metta, in a field of loving kindness. They can relax too and not be stressed. Moving down, appreciating the functioning of your bladder, your productive organs throughout your life. Appreciating, softening, relaxing, and holding with care. Wishing ease, wishing well-being for parts of your body. Moving down your bottom that you're sitting on right now, supporting you. Your upper legs, lower legs, and feet. Allowing you to move around today, sitting, standing, walking. A marvel of engineering. Appreciating. That you've been able to walk, to stand, maybe to drive, to bicycle, Thank you, legs. Thank you, feet. Holding them with appreciation and care. And goodwill. Wishing ease and health and well-being for these legs, for my legs. Allowing the breath to move in and out gently on its own. With the in-breath, filling the body with appreciation and care. And goodwill, and with the out-breath, relaxing and softening. Now, returning to the head, having saved perhaps one of the most hard-working parts of the body for last. Bowing to our brain for all the work it does, thinking, planning, remembering. Appreciating the marvel of its functioning. Thank you. And allowing it to relax, inviting the thoughts to unwind, to relax, putting them down for just this moment. Allowing the whole body, all the parts, be held in appreciation and goodwill. May my body be healthy. May my body have ease. May my body be safe. May my body be safe. May my body be healthy. May my body have ease. Whatever phrases support you, make sense to you for sharing goodwill. For this body. or maybe parts of the body. May my hands feel at ease. May my heart feel spacious. With the same image that I suggested earlier, as if you were putting a child, a young child, a young beloved child to bed, tucking them in, kissing them on the forehead, appreciating them, doing the same for your body now in your mind's eye, putting this dear, beloved body in a soft, caring bed, covering it, kissing it on its forehead, wishing it well, wishing ease from top to bottom. This head, your head, face, trunk, arms, legs, this whole body. May you be well, dear body. May you be safe, dear body. May you have ease, dear body, in every way. May you feel supported. May you enjoy health and well-being. May you enjoy happiness, dear body. You might experiment with imagining yourself at a younger age as you lay yourself, this body, to bed, and wishing the body of this younger version of you more tender, more vulnerable version of you, wishing all the parts of the body well. May you be safe, dear body. May you be healthy. Dear body. May you have ease, dear body. I care for you, dear body. I care for you. I appreciate you. Thank you. I appreciate you so much. Thank you for serving me. May you be safe. May you be safe from inner and outer harm, dear body. May you have well-being and health in every part of you, every part of you, as if you were touching and blessing yourself, every part of you, every part. May you have ease in every part, dear body. May you be filled with joy and a sense of well-being, with life force, with energy, dear body. I care for you, dear body. If it feels appropriate, either give a hug in your mind's eye to your body. Maybe if it feels appropriate, do that, actually physically, holding yourself with care, holding this body, wrapping your arms around you right now, appreciating the physicality of this body in three dimensions, holding yourself. May you be safe, dear body. Maybe even patting yourself with care. May you be safe, dear body. May you be filled with health, well-being. May you have ease, dear body. I appreciate you. I care for you. Thank you, dear body. Thank you. And as I ring the bell in a moment, I invite you to, as you bow, to also be bowing to the miracle of this body within, to the Dharma that is this body, with appreciation and care. There are so many ways to practice metta and loving kindness for ourselves, for others. And it's fun to be creative. We usually take our bodies for granted. I don't know about you, but I know that I do. I was doing the practice with you and realizing, oh wow, these hands have done so much today. It's just taken for granted. The mind complains, but really takes for granted so much to be grateful for and have appreciation for. So what we usually do, and again, this is optional, you don't have to, it's an invitation. And in the past happy hours, folks have found this part of the sharing in community perhaps even the more meaningful part of the practice, the metta practice, the loving kindness in community. So the invitation is, in a moment, to find another couple of people, so be in a group of three. And this part of the practice, this community practice, is loving kindness or care in interaction. So the way you are holding your body with care and appreciation, you'll be holding two other live human beings that have been practicing tonight with you in care, in goodwill, as they speak and as you speak about what your experience was like. It's just, and the prompt is, what was this guided meditation like for you? And there's no right and wrong. You can say, I fell asleep through the whole thing, or it was awful, or it was great, or whatever. It doesn't really matter what you say. You're not speaking for other people. You're not speaking to impress anyone. You're really just speaking for yourself, to process, to be held witness, because there's so much power in speaking your experience. And feel free to share as little or as much as you want. And the other two people will just be listening to you, and it will be interactive metta, holding a space of appreciation. You can say nothing wrong. It will be held in a space of loving kindness. So each person will just say a few sentences. And when you're done, you know, maybe you bow, and the next person says how this practice was for them. Is it clear enough, the instructions? Let's come back to the big group. You'll have time afterwards to wrap it up, guys. You'll have time afterwards. This is great. I so appreciate when it's hard to, I mean, it's both kind of like, okay, come on, we have limited time. And also I appreciate when it's hard and people are really appreciating and enjoying connecting and talking and sharing practice. And it's really practice. It's community practice. So, yay. So,
community dharma transmission.
Was that?
Someone came up with the term community dharma transmission.
Wait, if you're going to say something, you got to say it so that people who listen to this afterwards, I know, for the benefit of online beings.
Someone mentioned community dharma transmission the other day.
And yeah.
Brittany liked the phrase enough to make it her talk.
Okay.
On Monday.
Yeah. Nice. Community Dharma transmission, indeed, exactly. Sangha, that is Sangha. The third jewel, community. So with that, we have some time, a little bit of time left for comments or questions about either the first practice, the guided meditation, metta, appreciation for parts of the body, or the community practice, the sharing and holding the space for others in a caring space. So if there's something you'd like to share, don't hold back. We have limited time. Go. Yes, all right.
I just want to say thank you. Your voice is so soothing. It just gets me right in the mood. And when you said at the end, oh, when the bell rings, I said, in my mind, when the bell rings, but we haven't started yet. We're just getting started. It felt like 5 minutes had gone by. So, it was great. Thank you. It was what I needed today to think of and appreciate myself.
Mm, nice. Lovely. Thank you. Thank you so much for that. And by the way, I cheated. It wasn't 30 minutes. It was 35 minutes today. I know. Like, yeah, we're still going. I'll keep it, make it a little longer. That's great. Thank you. What else? Comments, questions? Yeah, back there.
So one thing that went through my mind was how loving and soothing your voice is and how slowly you talk. I'm talking like this now. I never talk like this. But how it would be a good idea to try to bring that into my life and my relationship with my husband in being kinder, more slow and gentle, like you are to a child, and even to perhaps talk to him like you would tuck a child into bed, because everybody needs to be held and nurtured and loved, and we're not usually getting that in our daily lives. So if we can bring it home and just share that kind of love and kindness to ourselves and our loved ones, that makes a house a home, and it makes it a heart space.
Yeah.
That makes it worth coming home to every night.
Indeed.
So thank you for that.
Yeah, thank you. Well said. And that is the purpose of this practice. It's not just to do it on the cushion and then forget about it. It is to live it, is to bring it home, is to bring it to yourself, to your loved ones, people you care about, and then the wider circles, more and more, to all beings. It's just to practice little by little by little. And yes, start with yourself and people you care about. Lovely. Thank you. What else? Over here.
Thank you, Nikki. I really needed that today because my mindfulness practice is getting stronger, yet the emphasis on metta and loving kindness and equanimity and all the Brahmaviharas is so, I'm realizing, just as equally important because I still make a lot of mistakes. I've had a couple of pretty big communication failures with important people to me recently. Mm. And I started to notice, because I'm mindful of it, oh, I'm really beating myself up here. Or, oh, I wish it had blah, 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 all the thinking, all the chatter. But the metta of, it's okay, I love myself, I can give myself a hug. I didn't used to have that. And I'm like, how did I make it so many years without that, actually? Because if there's no one else to comfort me, I have to do it. And I think these practices really just help reinforce that. So thank you.
You're welcome. And thank you. Right on. I think these practices of the heart, loving kindness, etc., they're just as important as insight. Just as important as mindfulness practice. They support mindfulness practice. And Joseph Goldstein likes to say, doing mindfulness, insight practice without metta is like riding a bicycle that has no air in it. It's a pretty rough ride. Right? You're mindfulness of everything and it's like, and there's no cushion, there's no gentleness to ease and support moving forward. Yeah. Thank you. Any other thoughts or questions? It's actually, I realize, 6:59, and there's one thing I wanted to add, and that is, as we do this practice for ourselves, appreciating different parts of the body, there might be parts of the body that are not functioning well. That's possible too, right? And what can come up, as I referred to at the beginning of the hour, was sometimes the opposite comes up. So you're trying to appreciate, let's say, your kidneys, and oh, they haven't been functioning well, and then it could become up like, well, you're letting me down, you kidneys, and you know, you're all of a sudden this conflictual relationship in your practice, and when if that arises for you again. Just to reiterate what I said at the beginning, hold all that whole transaction, all of that in kindness. Ouch, I'm really hurting. Oh, bring metta, bring kindness to yourself and to also the part of the body that's not functioning well. You poor kidneys, you're doing your best, but you need some support. May you be well, may you be happy. In that moment, the practice, instead of loving kindness, becomes a practice of compassion. Okay, dear kidneys, you are doing your best. Okay, I know. Okay, I was angry at you, but I know. You know, so whatever arises in your experience, that becomes what you work with. It becomes what you practice with. Practice is not some ideal out there. It's just whatever your body and mind is presenting to you in this moment. So with that, I'd like to thank each and every one of you for coming tonight in this rainy weather and practicing together in community. Thank you. Wishing you all well, all of you and all parts of you.